Monkey Warfare. If you like Halloween, you'll love Monkey Warfare. It's ideal for people uptight about guns, bombs, and other children's toys, and allows for imaginative forms of protesting, many of which will become myth, hence duplicated and enlarged upon. A syringe, minus the needle, or a cooking baster, can be filled with a dilute solution of epoxy glue. Get the two tubes in a hardware store and squeeze into a small bottle of rubbing alcohol. Shake real good and pour into the baster or syringe. You have about 30 minutes before the mixture gets too hard to use. Go after locks, parking meters, and telephones. You can fuck up the companies that use IBM cards by buying a cheap punch or using an X-Acto knife and cutting an extra hole in the card before you return it with your payment. By the way, when you return payments, always pay a few cents over or under. The company has to send you a credit or another bill, and it screws up their bookkeeping system. Remember, always bend, fold, staple, or otherwise mutilate the card. By the way, if you ever find yourself in a computer room during a strike, you might want to fuck up the school records. You can do this by passing a large magnet or portable electromagnet rapidly back and forth across the reels of tape, thus erasing them. And don't miss the tour of the IBM plant either. Another good bit is to rent a safe deposit box, only about $7 a year, in a bank using a phony name. They usually only need a signature and don't ask for identification. When you get a box, deposit a good-sized dead fish inside the deposit box. Close it up and return it to its proper niche. From then on, forget about it. Now think about it. In a few months, there is going to be a hell of a smell from your small investment. It's going to be almost impossible to trace, and besides, they can never open the box without your permission. Since you don't exist, they'll have no alternative but to move away. Invest in the Stank of America savings program. Just check out Lake Erie and you'll see saving fish isn't such a dumb idea. If you get caught, tell them you inherited the fish from your grandmother and it has sentimental value. There are lots of things you can send banks, draft boards, and corporations that contribute to pollution via the mails. It is possible to also have things delivered. Have a hearse and flowers sent to the chief of police. We know someone who had a truckload of cement dumped in the driveway of her boss under the fib that the driveway was going to be repaired. By getting masses of people to use electricity, phones, or water at a given time, you can fuck up some not-so-public utility. The whole problem is getting the word out. For example, 10,000 people turning on all their electrical appliances and lights in their homes at a given time can cause a blackout in any major city. A hot summer day at about 3 p.m. is best. 5,000 people calling up Washington, D.C. at 3 p.m. on a Friday, one of the busiest hours, ties up the major trunk lines and really puts a cramp in the government's style of carrying on. Call 202-555-1212, which is information, and you won't even have to pay for the call. If you call a government official, ask some questions, like, how many kids did you kill today? Or, what kind of liquor do congressmen drink? Or offer to take Ted Kennedy for a ride. A woman can cause some real excitement by calling a congressman's office and screaming, "Tell that bastard he forgot to meet Irene at the motel this afternoon." A great national campaign can be promoted that asks people to protest the presidential election farces on Inauguration Day. When a president says, "So help me God," rush in and flush the toilet. A successful Flush for God campaign can really screw up the water system. If you want to give Ma Bell an electric permanent, consider this nasty. Cut the female device off an ordinary extension cord and expose the two wires. Unscrew the mouthpiece on the phone and remove the voice amplifier. You will see a red and a black wire attached to two terminals. Attach each of the wires from the extension cord to each one from the phone. Next, plug in the extension cord to a wall socket. What you are doing is sending 120 volts of electricity back through equipment which is built for only 6 volts. You can knock off thousands of phones, switchboards, and bugging devices if all goes right. It's best to do this on the phone in a large office building or university. You certainly will knock out their fuses. Unfortunately, at home, your own phone will probably be knocked out of commission. If that happens, simply call up the business office and complain. They'll give you a new phone, just the way they give the other 7 million people that requested them that day. Remember, January is Alien Registration Month, so don't forget to fill out an application at the post office, listing yourself as a citizen of Free Nation. Then, when they ask you to love it or leave it, tell them you already left.